And now I'm like, how do I apply this to my refrigerator? How do I apply this to everything that I'm organizing for other people? Because I was always doing it based off of me, and I knew where everything was because I organized it. So now I'm like, okay, this is a fantastic tip for you to be thinking about. Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Hold on there just one second. Have you been listening to this show for, I don't know, maybe a few or a handful or maybe a lot of episodes in a row? I know, binge-worthy content right here for you. If the answer is yes, then I need you, real quick, do me a huge favor. Press pause, go over to Apple iTunes, hit subscribe, and leave me a 5-star written review. That helps me so much to continue to show up, not only in my own space, but also to show up in the suggested Apple podcast feed for so many other women. Not an iTunes podcast listener, that's okay. You can still leave a review on any of the streaming platforms where you listen to this podcast. When you take the time and the energy to leave me a 5-star written review, it not only fills me with such great joy, but it encourages me, my family, and the rest of my team to continue doing what we do here, what we love so much. And all of that is made so unbelievably possible with just a few minutes of your time. So hurry, press pause on this episode, go leave a review, and then come back, and we will get down into the nitty-gritty on all of the juicy things about going from overwhelmed to organized and how you can get one of these incredible systems in place in your life. All right, what do you say? Let's jump into today's episode. I am really excited to talk about how to organize your pantry today, but I do want to really encourage you to please go leave a 5-star written review for this show. I know we just got done with an incredible series here on the podcast that talked all about the spring refresh. Hopefully you haven't missed it. We're only leaving it up for this spring of 2024 because we're going to do it every year. And so it's going to just be a kind of a temporary thing that we have fun doing as a community driver and something that's really fun for us to do. And I cannot even express to you how much I have been bitten by the most massive organization bug on the planet. I am so deep in spring refresh over here. I am still going strong. I was doing it before we did the challenge. I'm doing it now. Next week, inside of my VIP student community, we are hosting the Escape Challenge. So for all of you who just joined, I'm super excited that you get to join us for this incredible event. For those of you listening that are current VIP students, please make sure you mark your calendars. We are going to be decluttering together. And I've been doing so much of it. I'm like, I don't know what else I'm going to have to do. So I've been taking pictures in case I'm like, gosh, like I literally am in the middle of organizing my pantry right now. And no joke, I kid you not, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to go record a podcast episode. And I was like thinking about it. Well, I should back up. It is late. And I was supposed to record this earlier today, but when I was driving down the freeway today, my tire decided that it didn't want to be a tire anymore. Apparently, I had a flat tire. I ran something over, and in a matter of 2.7 seconds, not even 2.7 seconds, the whole tire was like shredded off of my car. And so there me and my husband sit in the median, the dirt median between probably 12 lanes of traffic, six on one side and six on the other of high-speed traffic. It's a whole story that I need not tell you, but anyway, I ended up taking quite a bit of my morning to, you know, get that remedy to get me back on the road, get me home. And I was like, as my husband's going to change my spare tire, my dad has been a car mechanic and mainly a heavy equipment mechanic my whole life. And he taught me a lot about it and always made me do things before I could drive. I had to know how to change my own spare tire. And I haven't done that in decades, literally. And we normally have roadside service, but it's like a whole thing, right? And so we were like, let's just do it ourselves. And I told my husband, I was like, step aside. I must know that I can do this. And he's like, you're fine. And I'm like, no, let me try. Like, let me try and do this. I was so mad. I couldn't loosen my own lug nuts. And I literally pouted so hardcore. And then I showed up to a coaching call later today. And some of the women were like, at least you know what lug nuts are. Oh my gosh, I digress. But anyway, I don't even know what happened to me. My husband's like, did you drink caffeine? Because I don't ever drink it. And when I do, it's like, I am in rare form. And I'm like, no, I've been getting up every morning and getting like early morning sun on me. I've been sleeping incredible. It's just been so great. And so with all this energy, even though I got derailed because then we had to go to the tire shop and like it was like this whole thing and I didn't get as much work done as I wanted today, which is why I'm recording this tonight, I still managed to get super sidetracked, full circle moment here. I'm bringing my story back around into organizing my pantry. I swear to you, my husband thinks I'm crazy. And so I came out of the pantry and was like, I still need to record that podcast episode, but I can't get out of the pantry. And I'm like, hey, I need to do this and I need to do this and I need to do this about the pantry, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go right now. What a special moment, and record all of these things, like these four tips that I'm talking about right now. So here we are about to talk about the four tips to organizing your pantry. And I'm telling you, like, these are just things that you normally wouldn't think about, truly. And they weren't things that I thought about. I'm like, I need to go and do it now. And I've been to the store multiple times. I have been trying to reuse the bins and the leftovers and all the things that I already have. And it's just been unfinished for a while. And I am just so bent on getting this thing done. And here's some tips to help you when you go through this. Obviously, there are some foundational organizational principles that are really important. Knowing what to throw away, like the whole purging thing has to take place before any of these tips happen. But once you get to the point where you're like, okay, now we're down to like the nitty gritty. Like, how do we take this to a whole nother level? How do we actually get this organized now that we know like what we want in here and it's pretty bare bones? Like, how do we make it work? And that's the thing that I love about systems. We talk about organization a lot here because I do love to be very organized, but it's more than that. The next step of it is, you know, how do we systemize the organization that we just put in place to be able to maintain it, which we're not going to talk about in this episode, but we definitely can talk about it later on how to maintain an organized pantry. But these tips will definitely be helpful. So here's the deal. We're just going to jump right in. We're going to get started and talk about it. So here's the first tip. When you are trying to get a place organized and you're left with the bare bones of like everything that you want in your pantry, and there's not, you know, 100 different empty chip bags, like you've gone done and gotten rid of the ones that nobody's going to eat those crumbs, please go throw the bag away. Same with the cereals, whatever, all the stuff. You've gone through that whole process. Now you're ready to like put everything back and make it aesthetically pleasing. It doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be pretty. I've mentioned this so many times, but I can't reiterate this enough. I do not feel pressured to have this Instagram-worthy, organized closet, pantry, wherever, whatever you're working with over there. My pantry, the one that I'm talking about specifically, is just the door that opens and there's shelves from top to the bottom. And it's like, it literally, it reminds me of just a good old fashioned, like, hallway closet, like a linen closet, something super small, just a door. You can walk into it a little bit, but not much. And then there's just shelves. And then we have much more space in a different area. But this is like the go-to everyday stuff. And when you get to that point where you're ready to put your bins and your baskets and your totes in there, you can use literally anything. You can use Amazon boxes. You can use old cereal boxes, old Ziploc bag boxes. You can go all in and get the acrylic bins. You can get pretty baskets. I love at home. Amazon's pretty good, but I find it hard. I spend so much time. I'd rather just go to Target or at home. IKEA too is really great. IKEA doesn't have a ton of acrylic stuff, but I love their baskets the most. Target has the best of both worlds. I will say that at home probably has the biggest variety of acrylic bins. And then obviously the Container Store is great, but they are pretty pricey, but they're really great too. But I still find at home and Target to be my best and most favorite places to get my organizing bins from. And I have always shied away from even talking about this because my stuff isn't like perfect and aesthetically pleasing. It doesn't necessarily look like it was done by a professional organizer, but it works like a champ, you know? So once you get to that point and you're ready to do this thing, here's your first tip. Take measurements. Please, for the love of all things, take measurements. I always think I'm going to be able to eyeball it, and I get to the store and I'm like, that seems like it might be a little too tall, and I'm not so sure. And then the classic mistake happens where you buy it and you say, I'll return it. And you don't, you never do. And if you're me, you have a hoarding area in your house of all organizational bins, totes, drawers, all the things. So I literally just did this. I went at home and I did not have measurements. And so I called home and I was like, can you please measure? And so my husband is sending me measurements from the store and he's not annoyed by any means. He's really not, but I still think he might be, you know? So please make sure you take measurements, because I'm right along that inside of this whole same tip is bring a tape measure. And you're probably going to make fun of the way that I say that word. I got made fun of the entire time I was in the store. My oldest daughter was mortified. She was like, Mom, you can't say it like that. And I'm like, it is a tape measure. And she's like, no, it's a tape measure, I think is how you people say it. I don't know. It's a tape measure. So anyway, make sure you bring one. But luckily enough, at the front of At Home, they had a paper tape measure. So we definitely had to end up using that after I got measurements sent to me from home. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is to take pictures. Please, 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 please take pictures of your space before you go and shop for bins. If you're shopping from Amazon, if you're shopping online, obviously you won't need to take pictures because you'll be right there at home. But if you're going to go somewhere, you're definitely going to want to take pictures of this space, because likely you already have a few bins that will work. And what I've found is when you go to organize, having things uniform, which we're going to talk about in a minute, is so imperative for that. Not only just the way that it looks and how it feels, but also when things are uniform, it is easier to organize stuff in that way when you have similar bins. And so I get there and I'm like, shoot, was it like this or was it like that? And I never know. So it's super important to take pictures. What I know now and what I've already done is I am going back to the store again and I've taken pictures of all of my bins. So I took a picture of the basket that I like, I love, and I want to find another one just like it. I don't know what my chances are, but I'm really hoping to find another one just like it. And honestly, I think my mother got me that basket. I might shoot her a message and ask her where she got it, because I really want another one just like it. It would just make me so happy. So, you know, it's like when you're trying to find that last piece. So if I can't find it, I'll try and find another one that's very similar to it. Or I may get two brand new ones and scrap the other basket and use it for something else around the house. Because, you know, you can never have too many baskets. You can never have too many baskets. Part of that is absolutely making fun of myself, because you definitely don't want to hoard things. That is the direct opposite of what I'm trying to teach you. But I love to have totes and bins on hand and baskets for whenever you find a place in your house that has clutter and you need things to be grouped and categorized. And then you can just go downstairs into the garage or the basement, wherever you keep them, and pull one out. Okay, here is tip number three, is to determine your staples. This is super juicy. Determining your staples means going into your pantry and looking at what are your staple foods that you always buy every single time. It's very, very, very hard to buy bins and to know what you need if you don't know what you need. You're gonna look and say, okay, we always have applesauce packets, or we always have Z-bars. Am I outing myself? What's in my pantry right now? Sugar upon more sugar. We always have fruit strips. We always have meat sticks. We always have dried fruit, and we always have nuts, seeds, pretzels, almond crackers, Goldfish. Those are almost always in there. And so I started writing these things down and looking at, okay, what would be ideal for those things, to determine what is a staple. Write that list down, and then we're going to go into step number four, which is what would be most accessible for the people and for the actual food that you're putting in there. Here's two really good examples of this. For me, I absolutely loathe having no idea what's in any of the bags shoved behind another bag, behind another bag, behind another bag. And I buy a lot of stuff in bulk, my nuts, my seeds, my pretzels, dried fruit, all of that. And I constantly was having these, you know, if you ever go to the bulk bin area, have this plastic bag, which I'm about to get cloth sacks to be able to do this. There's reusable ones that I just found. But for the longest time, it's these bags tied with a little zip tie. And then that is what we're dealing with in the pantry. So I ended up getting clear bins, canisters that have like a lid that just pushes down on it very easily. It's like a silicone grip on the inside and a wooden top. They're totally see-through. I wanted glass, but these, again, that's why we're talking about this tip, is that is not accessible for my children. They would have dropped it a million times over, which oddly enough, they haven't ever dropped them, probably because I didn't buy the glass. But the acrylic ones, they're super durable. They came in like a tiered set. So I have a tall, medium, and short, and we love them so much. So now I get to buy these things in bulk and put them in there, and I don't have these bags everywhere. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about look at what is most accessible for this stuff. Same thing with our pancake mix. Like, I was tired of getting into this like half open jankety bag box situation. I put it all in one of these canisters. I put a scoop in it, and a story makes it so much easier. The other part of making it accessible is I loved this. I was sitting in the middle, and this never even occurred to me. It really didn't. I was just in there trying. Like, it's just like totally blew my mind. This is why I love children. And, you know, I love littles, but I'm having the time of my life as my oldest daughter grows. She's 12, and she's just the most incredible helper, and she brings such great insight. And I'm excited to be able to share that and have that, you know, part of being a systematic mom and share it here on the show. So she said, "Mom, do you think, you know, the bottom shelf where all of our like snacks are, like the grab and go stuff, do you think we could put it up a shelf? Because then we wouldn't have to bend over so much, and it's the stuff that we use the most." And I was like, "Man, who's your mother? Who taught you to think like that?" "Yes, ma'am." I was like, "Absolutely. Great input. Like, I love that." So I came in and I moved a few things around, and I told her, I was like, "Hey, some of the stuff on the bottom shelf has to be in these baskets because, you know, we can't see what's at the bottom of it, because you're right, you do have to bend down. So we want to be able to make sure that there are these specific bins so that you can see through the bins. yada, yada, yada. So we're looking at accessibility of the stuff. And now I'm like, how do I apply this to my refrigerator? How do I apply this to everything that I'm organizing for other people? Because I was always doing it based off of me and I knew where everything was because I organized it. So now I'm like, okay, this is a fantastic tip for you to be thinking about. Get down where their eyes are. Look at how often they're in there, especially for my husband in the refrigerator. Like, he opens the fridge, and if it is not the first thing at the very edge of the shelf, like, he does not even know it's there. And I'm not joking. It's like, hey, where's the meat? And I'm like, it's behind the cheese. So it's like knowing the things that your family wants when you're going and you're putting these things in place is super, super, super helpful. Okay, last but not least, I'm going to talk about something that's kind of like an extra tip that's fun if you want this to be aesthetically pleasing. Now, this is my personal opinion. This is my personal opinion on what I think looks best is to mix acrylic bins with baskets. It's my favorite. I don't like having 100% acrylic, which acrylic are the clear bins. They're not glass, but they're like that hard, thick plastic, you know? They call them acrylic bins. They're made out of acrylic. And when you have all of that, it's too sterile to me. They're great because they come on in all shapes and sizes, and it truly does help with usability and keeping things organized when you can see through it. So you need to strategically look at, again, the accessibility of these things, and then baskets. Baskets, for me, they need to have a label on them. And for me, we have like the smoothie basket, and it has everything in it for smoothies. It has everything in it for our protein shakes. And then we have another one that's just oils. It has peanut butter, olive oil, like all the extra, just like big things. And it's in that basket. So we know if we need anything for smoothies, we just grab that out and it's all there for us. All this talk about organizing a pantry has gotten me that much more excited to head downstairs and clean up my dirty work, because I have bins and totes and all the things spread all over the place right now. And I must go pick that up before I wake up to it tomorrow morning. So I'm going to wrap up this episode by saying thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, and I cannot wait to meet you back here real soon for another episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, hey girl, let's do this together. Text this episode to your best friend, or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.